Watch, pro-Trump group launches and the witch hunt anti-impeachment ends. By Sean Moran on December 3, 2019. The pro-Donald Trump America First Policies, AFP, on Tuesday launched their latest series of anti-impeachment ads targeting some of the House Democrats' most vulnerable members. America First Policies debuted their End the Witch Hunt campaign, which will feature a $2 million digital and television ads. The anti-impeachment ads hope to galvanize local constituents to pressure Democrats to stop the inquiry against Trump. Brian O. Walsh, the president of America First Policies, said Congress needs to stop focusing on hyperpartisan investigations and divert their attention towards helping the American people. Walsh said in a statement, "Instead of focusing their time and taxpayer money on hyperpartisan investigations, Congress needs to get back to the work of the people. This impeachment charade has gone on for far too long and has produced no evidence the president is guilty of any crime. It's time for Congress to pass USMCA, fund the military, and approve legislation that will further fuel the American economy." The conservative group previously launched $1 million in ads in October, which generated more than 34,000 calls to congressional offices, pressuring Democrats to stop the impeachment inquiry against Trump. America First Policies spokeswoman Kelly Sadler told Axios, "The goal is to make the impeachment vote as hard as possible for them." America First Policies' latest ad campaign follows as the American Action Network, AAN, another campaign group, launched their latest ad campaign targeting Representative Cindy Axon, DA, another swing district Democrat. AFP will target 27 of the 31 congressional districts that President Trump won during the 2016 presidential election, but Democrats won during the 2018 midterm elections. Those Democrats include Anthony Brindisi, NY22, Kendra Horn, OKO5, Joe Cunningham, SCO1, Jared Golden, MEO2, Xochitl Torres-Small, NMO2, Matt Cartwright, PAO8, Antonio Delgado, NY19, Elissa Slotkin, MIO8, Ben McAdams, UTO4, Abigail Spanberger, VAO7, Andy Kim, NJO3, Lauren Underwood, IL14, Abby Finkenauer, IAO1, Cindy Axon, IAO3, Elaine Luria, VAO2, Connor Lamb, PA17, Sherry Bustos, IL17, Ron Kind, WIO3, Haley Stevens, MI11, Dave Lobsack, IAO2, Sean Patrick Maloney, NY18, Chris Pappas, NHO1, Lucy McBath, GAO6, Angie Craig, MNO2, Tom O'Halloran, AZO1, Josh Gottheimer, NJO5, Mikey Sherrill, NJ11. America First Policies also conducted polling in three of these districts and found that a majority of Americans in New York's 11th District, Oklahoma's 5th District, Utah's 4th District, and South Carolina's 1st District oppose impeachment. "While none of these surveys are overwhelming, I think they tell a compelling story. Pelosi just grabbed a tiger by the tail," Anderson said. "She has a bunch of members in harm's way if she can't convince the voters, especially independents, that Trump is guilty." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.